Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Minnesota-based graphic designer Cody Paulson has been working on a photography project called Port City Supply, documenting the, quote, urban aesthetic of Duluth, the most inland port city in North America. Industrial design meets the street is what Cody captures in his work. His perspectives are fresh and every day, but you've never seen Duluth like this. This project is on display at the Duluth Art Institute through June 4th with an artist reception on Thursday, May 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. He joins us here for a conversation about his work.
My name is Cody Paulson. I guess by trade, I'm a graphic designer.
Your work has that minimalist look.
I guess I'm just into looking at things uniquely. And I really believe that just recontextualizing something that's trivial or mundane can turn it into something that's rather fantastic. I guess personally in my work, I'm really drawn to color, to geometry, to lines, just real basic, minimal shapes, proportions, compositions, and textures. The result is just something that's a little bit more abstract, but still slightly familiar. It is the history of Duluth that's particularly fascinating to me, I guess. Just the fact that it was like a huge industrial boomtown at one time, and then that sort of died down, and now we just have these remnants from almost a forgotten area that kind of just poke through. I find it particularly fascinating the way humans tend to alter their environments. I just take a lot of shots of walls because I just like to know and to see and to look at the way that they change and they evolve over time. I like those remnants of human interaction with the environment. Every object tells a story if you know how to read it.
How did you come to design and what was it that made you follow this path?
Well, I was 16 and I was skateboarding and snowboarding a lot. And because of that, I guess I just originally got into making videos of my friends and myself skateboarding and snowboarding. And then, after making a few of these videos, the internet started to become more prevalent. I needed a website where I could host these, where people could kind of look at everything that I created. And this was all unfamiliar to me at the time. But when I just dove in and, you know, started building a website, and the whole thing was, like, really fascinating to me. And after I built that first website, I pretty much knew from there that I definitely wanted to get into graphic design.
You know, there is something about skateboarding that really informs or changes how you see your environment.
It is interesting that you bring that up because in a lot of ways that's the way that my photographs work too, you know. Because I originally started looking at my environment differently, I started documenting these details in a unique way. And, I mean, I feel like so many people just walk down the street and they don't even pay attention to the architecture or the little details here, or, you know, the cracks in the sidewalk even, you know, the colors of the buildings. These details that really give our city a sense of place. Just working in design, you're constantly looking to your surroundings for inspiration. And a lot of times you draw inspiration from where you live. And Duluth is obviously a very beautiful place with a very unique look. And after a certain amount of time, I began documenting this look just with my iPhone, kind of just capturing little snippets of architecture and of landscapes and little urban details that catch my eye. And originally it just kind of started as a way to document this stuff for, like, future design inspiration. And then it kind of just turned into a full-fledged project of itself. I guess I would encourage people to come and look and to challenge their preconceived notions of what Duluth's beauty is. A lot of people tend to focus on the landscapes, and to me, they are very beautiful, but that is not what makes Duluth. That is just a very small percentage of what makes Duluth unique.
Again, Cody Paulson's show, Port City Supply Company, is up at the Duluth Art Institute in Duluth's Historic Depot through June 4th, with a reception happening next week, Thursday, May 14th, from 5 to 7 p.m. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, or under Programs, and listen to this episode again. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.